in Bad Shemar Tassel Thursday, so the Bach Chazar to the Yanim of Mordech plus Manim. The Tchef Ekez, I mean, the site of Chaticha to be rebattled one with another, when they can't and when they cannot be rebattled. I mean, this is similar to the Chet Tam of Pes, the site of Tam. Now we'll start focusing more upon the site of Chaticha. Until I'd like to go through. Today we're focusing more on Simon Kuf Test and Simon Kuf, and then best from tomorrow I'll finish up everything else. I'd like to stick more to what it says on the page, less Lumbus, and somebody not only knows Lumbus. Stick more to what it says more to Shulchan Aruch on the page. You have Mishan Kuhn, that's like Bob, it says a case when you have a kid with one Velo, or if Tommy, they got mixed in with Og, and he's not Nicker. The Mishan says, I call also, like more than I've cooked, and it says, is I will be Bottleberoid, the more answers we give Ferio. The Gemara answers for the Vela that come by either the Shita of Kodak Limnos or the Shita of Khalifa of the Tabe. Therefore, for Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Pichu Otsu, we're going to have basically a Simon for each one. Kasha for Roy, you're going to have a Simon for Pes. The Gemara's Tariq, the Beria, the Simon of Kof, Khatifa of the Tabe, the Simon for Fala, and the Esther Kodak Limnos, the beginning of Simon for Fiot. So to start with the Gemara's Kasha, the Kasha of being Baltimore Roy. Instead of the Gemara's Kasha about the Baroi, we have to always realize the gate to the Sugya of Bittul, when we have a case of Bittul, there are four separate cases over here. These cases, really there can be two cases of Tavat Terubos, Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. And we have two different ways of having Terubos. One's Bim B'Minoi, one's Bim Shloi B'Minoi. Zebul Chamal, the Semi Kuf Test, we have four cases, one's Yavish B'Minoi, one's Yavish Shloi B'Minoi. We have another, Lach Shloi B'Minoi. That's what's coming out, there are four cases. The law is very simple, that when you have lach and shaloi b'minoi, that's the case, so we're not going to tam k'ikas, right? So we're passing away, and therefore you always need to teach lach shaloi b'minoi. You're missing one, the law will be there at bottom for different reasons, but let's say you're missing the lach, the shaloi b'minoi, it means you have a shaloi b'minoi, the case of shishim. Or you're missing the other, it's the case of lach, but the case of b'minoi. The law again will be a case of shishim, but with your bottom. You're missing both, meaning it's yavish, and the mim b'minoi. Then we case of roi, go after roi. That means the lach is simple. When you have both vayas, case of lach and shloim b'minoi shishim. If I were missing one, is the rabbanon shishim. Missing both, then the yavish b'minoi the case of roi. Stop with the shulchan aruch. Stop with saying what case we're discussing over here. He's saying it's not chatif or it's chabe. Therefore, mim b'minoi of yavish b'yavish. So first, the case we're discussing in shulchan aruch is a like the case of mim b'minoi yavish b'yavish. What is the definition of over there, Mom? He said, even by actually standing by itself, the Mamokim, you saw the base says something down, lost the Vedam, that even though Yavish B'Yavish means something is dry and something else is dry, it's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is when you have a Chaticha inside a Cholent. You have a Gid inside a Cholent, a Veil inside a Cholent. I mean, even though it's black, there's liquid going on over here, the Gid over here of Yavish B'Yavish means even by actually you see each piece by itself. Then you have to worry about the side of the bittul inside the Mamash Shabbat. That's the definition of Yavish B'Yavish, meaning it stands by itself. Second example of Shulchan Aruch says, how do we paskin? So in paskin, bottle b'roiv. Why is it saying that Gedda being bottle b'roiv, chab betray? Lafuke, that the Kenuli Gemara says, the bottle b'roiv, the Beis Yosef brought down the Rambam, the writer, doesn't say Rashi Shita, but Matzi is that way, the bottle b'roiv, bottle chishim. So Beis Yosef has those with one title, the Yavish B'Yavish, mim b'mino is bottle chishim. Come on, the Shulchan Aruch said the second point. No, we pass it the bottle of roif. Third thing said the Shulchan Aruch, how to come along to go eat it. Now, come along to go eat it, again, the case is very clear. I've worked on four different sheetahs. What's the law of the Moses bottle of roif? How to go eat it? And when it is bottle of roif, what's the option of eating it? Among the Shulchan, the four basic sheetahs, and all four were down by the Mechabed Ramo. First sheetah that I saw in the Rosh, we have a Klal Akar of Mahato, it's bottle. And it's happened. And if you take all three pieces, two of head to one of Isser, it's bottle of roif, and then all three in the mouth at one time, no problem. Why? There is no Isser here at all. There's three of head to the finale. Can you go eat all three at one time? That's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba, he disagrees. Says you cannot eat all three at one time. However, the same person can eat it. Zeach has a third sheetah, the smell comes from places in Nafko. It says that one person cannot even eat it. The Be'etim circle side looks like he's eating Isser. However, two people can eat it. And the fourth shita is Rashi shita that says you go one out, you give one to a guy, and we tell you that we're giving away is the iser, and the leftover, the two leftover that you can eat, those are the four shitas. The loch of the mechaber, he brings down two of them. He brings down the ikla loch of the Rashba, he saw something like the Rashba that one person can eat it zeh chazeh, But he does bring down the Yish Oyvim the Smar that says two different people should eat it. That means the Ikeb Sak among the Mechaber, if you go like the Rashbo, and he does not bring down the Rosh at all, cannot be said that he was there on the Rosh of the only in the Rashbo, look at one person can eat the Achazer. However, there are more, but it can bring down all the Sheetahs. He brings down after the Rav Mechaber says the Smar, he says, V'chein Yesh Linen V'chadchilo. The Chadchilo, it should be known like the Smar of two different people eating it. Then he brings down a Churma Ba'almo, a Lefnim Mishosim, to be known like Rashi. Therefore, when the mice happen like this, usually we all say, take one lift the other one out. As the Lefnim Mishosim, as the Churma to be choshed like Rashi. That Lava, he comes out, he says, it is like the Mechaber. So even at once, if Aleph, he says, there's a Lechadchilo is like the Smar, that Lava is the Rashbo, Lefnim Mishosim is like Rashi. That's in Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis, he discusses the case of Mavash together, which we'll get to. He says, Mokim Hefsed B'Samech upon the Rosh Hashitah. You need all three together. The only reason why he's not bringing down Sif Aleph, because usually before it gets cooked together, there's no case of Mokim Hefsed. Just let one person eat it after that. So there's no real kim to the applied in Sif Aleph, but the Ramah brings down all four Sheetahs. That means it comes out the Ramah, the Bnei Ashkenaz, not the Bnei Smar. The Ramah holds Hefsed, we go like the Rosh, La Locho is the Rajbo, the Chachilo, the Smag, the Pnim Rishos, the Din, the Rashi. Four Sheetahs on Mamash the Ramah. Fine, so that's the first case over here of Lach Lach Yavash B'Yavar. There was Mamshev, the case of Shloim, I mean, I'd like to do that before, first go to the Shach and Taz, and see how we go in the first case we're focusing on right now. Okay, we have one case over here, on Tzir, Yavash B'Yavash B'Mamina, we pass the Bat of Roif, and Edith is a Shalom on Gafrayim. First Taz and Aleph says, we have a Lach over here, a Bat of Roif, where is the Marmok, he's getting it from, he said, we have a Pasuk, Achar Ablahatis. Where is the Din coming from? Achar Ablahatis. Why to be machma? I am myself. The Rashi says to be machma. One person should not eat it. So the words are ichmu rabbanon, shechmu. They were machma, not eat it. Therefore, the place can say this halacha over here of not eating together. Rashi on the smag and Rashi kedoyimo. This chumru rabbanon says people going to shat and taz, mishpru on the grass because they paskin the dindi rabbanon. When being right machma, we paskin la locha is the rosh and every weasel rosh in that Torah only that bono can look to be machma. Why the Chaim say Yidat Maris? I mean, you know, Kedema, but the Ikal Aloha, the Raisa Emet uses the same thing as Batabu Bai, and it's also the Sabbath. That's the first time. First Shach is the same. Shach says, Mechab says, anywhere this Chabit. Why? The Chaim says, everyone knows, so you wear this Chabit, the Aloha over there is a Philip Elephant bottle. That's what Mechab says, the case is anywhere this Chabit. Second Shach is also the same Shach. Mechab says, the Min B'Minoi. Why say Min B'Minoi? What about Shloim B'Minoi? Shanes, because Shloim B'Minoi ever knows Lo Chashishin. Therefore, the Mechaber says, Min B'Minoi is Batroi, and not Shloim B'Minoi. The third Shach says, case of Lalocho, or the case of Kemach B'Kemach, when Mechal between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. What is flour with flour? So, being down at Bethlehem, Machloikis and the Shach, Lalocho comes along and he says, again, of Lach. And therefore, if it's Lach, the Loch of Lach is, we always pass him Shishin. Shloim B'Minoi be the Reisa, B'Minoi be the Avalon. They will come on the Shach, it comes to the Bach, Mahaloch, that the Gedu is Lach, Kemach, but Kemach is the Gedu of Lach, Lach, or Gedu Kirega, who disagrees. That means to be Machloikis. Or somebody asked me 2 weeks ago that he had spices, one from Gedu Ashkocha, one from Nat Ashkocha, and one got mixed together. They got put together. I think if he saw the same Gedu of Kemach, but Kemach, therefore he wanted to be Batu Baroi, for Machloikis, Shach, Wesel Kirega, before be a Gedu of Lach, Lach, and therefore it's not Batu Baroi, case of Shisha. So again, we come out, we have a case of Kemach B'Kemach, the definition of that is, the way the Shach Paskins is again of Lach B'Lach. The fourth Shach is saying Shach, and again the Rambam, the Mo says, what is Gedi Yavish B'Yavish? It's loved after when it's dry, even Ba'atzmui. The way how the Shach explains it, he said, that's when push that way in the Gemara, is that even though there's a liquid over here, the case of the Mishnah is, again, you have the Gid, or you have the Nevela, or you have Tomei, you mix them together in the Shulin. So there is over here the case of Tam. There is about the liquid over here. Why is it Yavish? Because you have pieces standing by itself. And the Shach says, really, you need two things over here. The Mishnah says you need Shishim. And the Mishnah says you need Roiv. Why? Because every time you have a Teruvah in the Shulim, you always have to worry about two separate things. You have to worry inside the Sugi of Tam. Inside Tam, the case is you look at Shishim. Now inside the Mamoshis, you have to look at Roiv. And the obvious question is, if you have Shishim, of course you have Roiv. The Shach explains, no, when you have Shishim, what are you looking at? Looking at the Tam. When things are cooked together, look at whether the Minoy and the Shloim Minoy. Everything is dispatched for Shavu. You take everything into account. When discussing the Gedra of Bittul and the Mamoshes and the Chatichos,
not looking at the Shulei B'Minoi, you're looking only at the Minoi. And therefore you only think what is in the Suffolk, that means when you have a children of the potatoes and the beans and the meat inside, it's sad to come when you have the bale of mixed with other pieces of meat. They will look at everything, the beans and the potatoes and the water and the bottle of shishim. Mitzvah the mamashas, you only look at meat first meat. Meat first meat, you have to make sure you have roi mitzvah the meat shavoy. So it comes out, in the case of yavish b'yavish means it stands by itself, but even inside the liquid, you have to worry about two things. One mitzvah the tam shavoy, which you take in, even the shavoy b'minoi. And they have taken the case of the mamashas, which is the case of the vizim. The next shot, it brings down that the Torah has machlokes over here, what the halacha of this Torah I know is, by the gates of the Torah of Hitl Baroyev, he says the mice is not brought down on the Shulchan Aruch, the Kishmet only brought down on Arachayim and Sim Topham Zayin, so a foul mouth of the Shulchan Aruch, Mashmet is illegal with Arachayim and Sim Topham Zayin. Next shot in Tzavov, the Kotavov, it brings down where is the Marbok of Hitl Baroyev, he says we have a positive Akra, we'll have to say positive, the Taz says, Alakura will greet you, say, of Kisapet, and therefore that's the Marbok of Baroyev. He does be Moisev, what is the case over here? How do you have a case of Bittul Baroyev? He says if there are two pieces, two are smaller than the big piece, that's still a case of Bittul Baroyev. What that means, we'll get to the two with my colleagues, Pshat, the Shach, what they mean. He's saying even if you have two pieces, if the both are smaller than the big piece, still definitely get that Bittul Baroyev. The seventh Shach over here, basically he says Pshat the Rashba. Again, the Loch of the Rashba is very simple, that one person can eat them for their chazer. What's the story behind it? My sister is eating it, sir. The Rashba's yisoid is that when you eat it, you have to toil and say that I'm eating now is mutter. And what's in front of me, that's ulcer. When it comes to the one that's in front of me to eat, I'm eating the last one. No, what I already ate is ulcer. As long as I can be toil at a certain stage when I'm eating right now, it's not eating ulcer. I can toil the act I'm doing is 100% fine. Therefore, what I'm eating will be mutter. He points out that if that's yisoid, I can point out whatever I'm eating right now is mutter. I'm just going to eat two at a time. I've got a few pieces of lufanenu. I eat two in front of us at one time, I can always tell the one in front of us is the mutter, therefore it won't be a problem. They point out before the Shach the Shetosoi, or the Shach of Mahalach, the Akhra of Mahatis, and this Dindu Rajb, the Dindu Rabbonon. Those who do want to argue the Shach of Shulchan comes to the Bet says, who is the Shetosoi, you won't say the Rajb, the Dindu Rajb. Master, we go with the Shach says the loft is, you can eat even two at one time at the same time.
I understand you probably 59 at one time.
So, if you say the Rashba agrees that he eats 60 at one time, a lot of people can say the Rashba agrees that he can eat all 60 at one time. Mind the lesson. So it won't be.
If you eat
all 60. If you eat all 60, you can eat all 60. Even Mitch Lemmina, yeah. Even Mitch Lemmina can eat all 60.
Why?
Also, come on, look at that different ways of saying it. If you go to the Rabban and the Chabad,
it's not the
same. Eating all 60 again, the Rashba can eat them all at one time. Don't discuss them three. But let's say you have a case of shishim.
Yeah.
You say, what's the yisoid of Rashi?
Shishim
are
better.
Shishim might be the yisoid that command the last of Dabi. One's a bittul, if the yisoid is lost in the Rashi. Right, that's tough. That's one time if you eat all 60 one time. Especially if you're in the Rashi, it's in the Rabbanon if you eat all 60 one time. The whole Rashi is the only thing to do. Is the only question you have to know what you're going to shoot the whole of the Rashi, not Chlor and Hansen. Because anyone who says eat all 60 one time, they got to hold it to the Rabbanon.
What if you
don't
hold it to the Rashi?
If you hold the Rashba's din deraisa,
yeah.
So by 60, what does that have to eat all 60 at one time? That's the aura of Mantra. Growth of Mishabru and the God of the God can run up to the Rabbana. Very simple. If one goes and gives me a love for Rambam, it's bottom line, the last one. Fine. Adkan, the Shat on the scale. Come on the Pisca. The Kirega on the scale, you say one thing he said. It's because the case of the Kemach for Kemach. What case I have, he brings down the Shat sheet, doesn't get a lot of luck. He brings down half the Rambam. Those who are on your Kirek, and we said, get the Rambam, we see as a get of Yavish B'Yavish, and therefore come out, Yavish B'Yavish, laugh, laugh, the case of Bottle Brewers. I'm not going to shock, where's the Kirek, what the getter of the Kemach and Kemach is.
It's fascinating, you're just, said like Mashman faces, so Kirek says Mashman faces.
Say the Bor, the Hedi of Rambam, let me tell you where the Mashman is, the Bor, the Hedi of Rambam. The Shach says the Bach Zikr, and don't bring right, not like smash the places. As to say the case, Yavish B'Yavish, we should have a Rabbah.
They meant this before tonight the Bach, so.
Yeah. So therefore, Kirege is going to be Chlorer against it.
What
are the other Shaykh? Again, the way, if you look at that, they discuss that there are different ways of having a case of chemical chemical chemical. What's the case of chemical chemical? On pages, is a basic one like this. Why? Come on, because the in Aleph, in the Mikzah, the first one says, but Bittaburai, the case is 2 verse 1. So do you need 4 verse 2? Do you need 8 verse 4? Well, no, it's actually a massive more. 3 and 2, 5 and 4, 8 and 9, 8 and 7. Do you need a drop more? So being that Machlokes, being down the Free Kodosh, and the Finnish place, he goes this way, the Gedder is a Mashu more, and that's because the place we go, the Mishabura, the space that says, when it says the word Bittaburai, he says, Labda. It doesn't mean double the amount, it means even the mashu. It says, not but the word, it says double, doesn't mean double, it means lapped up, means even a jap more. What it means, I think more than one versus another. It's how Shaylin Mr. Yaakov does bring down the previous, sorry, Mr. Chuba does bring down the Mr. Yaakov, it says you need double, you do need double. And the people come and says, the home of Yaakov is only like Isidere Isa, but Isidere Abundi agrees, you need a jap more. And it's interesting the way how he ends off the people got him, those are Makel on the pre Chodesh, ain't labor boy, don't yell at them, you should be this much. I says, as far as I know, though, I hope you seem to go like the Kodosh. But we say that again, it is a master more, you not need a double mamish. The second thing come up with this picture in the discussion, when it says in the Shach, you say you have two small pieces and one big piece, the lot is bottom right. What's Pesham in the Shach? Does it mean, right, minion or right, binion, Lashon of the Akronim? Meaning, the Shach, you have two small pieces and one big. The two small together, are they bigger than the one big? Or the two small are still smaller when they're together than the one big. Are they, after they're together, are they smaller than the big one or bigger than the big one? That means, if you say the smaller than the big one, and still say lacha of bittel, the shah, that means you're going after numbers, pure numbers. You have two versus one. The one's bigger even than the two together. This is two, this is one. Question, you go after word minion. That's how the shul, the chinuch based hudu, wants a taina. We go after word minion. That's shah and the shah. And the Uzzah Chazanisha seems to pass in this way. At Sarasheni, the Chinuch Beis Yud himself wants to disagree, and Roy Pashim disagree. At Taino, the Pshan and Shachman says two small is verse to one, meaning together they're bigger. A Vati needs Roy, and together, when you put the two together, it'll be bigger than the big one. That's what's called the way of Roy with Binyan. That means the mouth that's here has to be more together more than the big one over here. That's the Ikal. My mom just needs to be Pshan and Shach. The second perspective over here is down when he says the lot of Bichosh Rashi or the Flim Rishus Din of Rashi to throw one out. He says, once you throw one out, then you can, the two that's left over you can eat together at one time. From the night of Yehuda. So basically, he went through the first case in Shemalar, when Bim Bimini Yavash Biyavash, the lot of it is simple, and went through the Shakantaj, so it shouldn't be Kiveger. Next case, the Mokam Long discusses, until now we're saying case of Yavash Biyavash, Mim Bimini. Now it's which the case as Ramon, to Shloy Bimini. What the Lacha says, Ramos, Shloibah Minoy, in Makiroi, Afil Yavish Biyavish, the Lacha is Shishim. I mean, you went to another case, and the Lacha is a Maisi Ni Shishim. The Mo and Zophim says, the Lacha will be no Chiluk, whether it's Isidra Abonon, who is this Isidra Isidra. Still, the Lacha will apply the same thing, there's no Chiluk between one verse to the other. Now, first, Kamlo Mataz in Sukkot Beis, and when he brings down and points out, like we said at the beginning, there really are four cases over here. The case of Shukalar, and his voice, and he explains the three other cases over here. One's lach shlovina is the case of the raiso. One's lach b'mina is the rabbanon. Explains why is there the rabbanon by lach b'mina. The saying of the gezeira over here is otter shloib b'mina. That means making that this case otter separate case. Why is it yavash shloib b'mina? Why need the rabbanon? Because this chaticha itself, the yavat terubus, it will get cooked in and of itself. Gezeira that is cooking itself. Therefore, the fast points out the two rabbanons over here are working two different ways. The gezeiras. The reason lach b'mina in Yishishim is why this up to another case of shloib b'mina. Why is Yavish shloib b'mina in Yishishim Rabbanon? You might take this thing itself and cook it, and mevasel get cooked together. Once he sets that up for you, that the gzeir over here of Yavish shloib b'mina is cooked the thing itself, yes, the kasha. Maisa, before you cook it, it's bottled. If so, after you cook it, why is it going to be also for? Why is it going to be also for? Maisa is bottled, so you can get to better. That's how effective that is. So I bring your eye on the case of Silek. Loch we had Mitzvah Tzadaches, that you have a Mim B'minoi and Shloi B'minoi. The Loch is Mabat and Eina Minoi, and the left of the Mim B'minoi, Tzach Lapal, Tzach Lapal, be the case of Lekulo. I don't mind, so why don't we say that Tzach Lapal be cooked it afterwards in the case of Shisha? So the answer is, no, the big Chiluk over there at the end of the day is not near Gash, the Eina Minoi. Over here at the end of the day is near Gash, the Eina Minoi. And therefore, even though before it's cooked, the Yavish Shloi B'minoi is bottled, after it's cooked, is near Gash the Isser, it's Hoker Isser, and therefore it's like a Chosev near, and then will be Osser, there'll be an Isser over here. So Adkan, the Tazriel is the Kasher, why would Gozer onto itself, let's say bottle? Because this, after cook it, it's near Gash the Iker, Hoker Isser, it's nothing together being Osser.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the Kuzi Kess over here says that he's the Shitosai. Kuzi Kess is the Shach, he writes, and we know the Sugi of Silek, over the Shach, Argun it has, so anyway, Shalom from the Nezosar. So he writes over here, put what I held over there, the Sugi of Silek, no problem. The old Kashi used it, has, they held, like the Machaber, the Loch of Silek, Shalom from the Nezosar. I held Shalom from the anyway, Nezosar. So me, the Kashi doesn't even start. But that's the message of the Taz. The Shach over here on the Sugi of Shalom Aminom. There are four different shachs over here. The shach God Ches first starts off. How in the world do you have a case of the yavish b'yavish shloim minay? Nicely, you see, shloim minay is dry. It's not a cooked cow over here. You see different pieces over here. Shloim minay you take out. So he has three different kimtas to make a case of shloim minay, b'yavish b'yavish. What a kimta he calls the Torah when they're very small pieces and can't tell the difference and not nicker. The second case is when he did shchita to tons of animals and you know you one that was treif. You made one trade, you don't remember which chatiha it was. Therefore, it's another case of lack of idea, and therefore, even though it's shloim minay. Or third case, he ends off when it's different, when they're different in name and different in taste, usually different name and different in taste. However, they look the same way. For example, if you say chicken and the lamb and the steak are three different minim on the assumption, last time you could look at them and get like, yeah, you cannot tell the difference on a bucket of meat. So it could be, I have a certain idea, but there are times that it could be nichol together of if people cannot tell the difference, even though they certainly taste differently, therefore we get a shloim mina. Those are the few cases he says, how to make a shloim mina, not gamut yavish b'yavish. Then the shach, it's a contest. What is the yisayin over here? Why being mach in the case of yavish shloim mina? He quotes Tehran. It's exactly that this thing itself, this terubis, you come to mevashel. He points that out. If that's so, what is the yisayin over here? It's exactly. After Yavashlam and Dindarabonon, the Ramah says further, on the Salah of Shloim Aminim, it's no difference whether it's Dindarabonon or Dindaraiso. Correct the Shach, he doesn't stand. Therefore, tell me if I'm Isdarabonon, of a Mim Beminoi, of a Mim Shloim Aminim of Yavash, of a Dindarabonon, Xer Shem Yavashlam, the Loch is a Nutrition. Why can I come to cook it? It's Xer Xero. In Isdarabonon, of a Xer Drabonon, is Xer Xero. So why in the world is the Ramah saying to be Mahma and is the Rabbon on the case of Shloim Aminim? Therefore he wants even end of the Chiddush, the Ramah says, Nochem Tun, Adrabon Deraiso, does not mean the case of Shloim Aminim, it means going back to the ratio. But it says, Yavish B'Yavish, Mim Amina is Bata Baroiv. On that coolest, even the Deraiso say Bata Baroiv. The Echonami and the Sefer, when the case of Shloim Aminim is the Gzeh Adrabonon, only by the Deraiso, not by the Rabbon. And the Maskanul Fenenu, come look to you, Nekul. That means even though everyone knows Shloim Amina Yavish B'Yavish V'Glazer, said the Shach, only by their Isis, but not by their Rabbanans. We get to Kivegar, our limits of Shach. That's what Shach the Fenerim says, that we make or buy a case to Rabbanan min Shloim Amina. The next Shach, Shukon Yud, bring down the Zetoysus, Sayyim Sokhan, Sayyim Kulam, that seems to say that it's a Dindir Iso. I am before over here, the Holy Son over here, Dindir Rabbanan, Zer Otto, Yivashlam. One side of Shalom Taisis is the case of Lach Palach, as a get of Lach Palach, and therefore as a get of the rest of an Ifnami, our case of the Yavish B'Yavish, the case of Rabbanon. The last shaft, I'm just really pointing out, the Ramah by all says, Ein Simu Kufa Beis, the gate of the Sugya of Kelim got mixed in one with another. The shaft, the Shitosa, says, Ein Simu Kufa Beis, Dov Shish Lamatirim. Why is it the Shitosa? The Ramah holds the Kelim and not Dov Shish Lamatirim, it's only the Sugya Kufa Beis, but Tam of Gam, Ein Kufa Beis. Mashaykh the Shach said we look at some kubbeis. So you know Yishma Matim has three reasons to be machmor in Kalim. And then the Shach is machmor with different limitations. Therefore the Shach says on the Ramah, it says, Ein kubbeis says, however, me, I ought to be machmor as kubbeis, therefore Ein some kubbeis, so conches, we have the halachas in the gurm of the Yishma Matim. Kveger, over here on this case again of Shloim Aminim, he points out on the second level of the Yavish B'Yavish of Shloim Aminim is zero. If it wants time though, if you have a case of a sofik, it's zero, it can be makel. He says, how do I have a sofik in this case, it can be makel. He quotes a Pimgadim, it's coming from a shach and getting dumped sheesh on a material. Shach and some cotton took dark, some cotton dalit.
discussed in the Shach how in the world, according to Rambam Shita by the case of Pesach, have a case of a bittul b'roid and bittul b'shishim. How do you have two different cases that way, that you have three pieces here, and you have shishim over here? So people are going to explain Pesach and the Shach, the case, very simple. You have three pieces in front of you. One's Ksayis, one's 30 Gzaisim, one's 30 Gzaisim. It's not the halacha of the Chatichos. You're not one of them is also, you don't know which one. As Chatichos, Bottle Baroy. As Tam Shibai, do you have Bottle Jishim? Well, depends. If the one Gzaisim is the Isser, you have Bottle Jishim. If the 30 Gzaisim is the Isser, then 30 to 31. It's not Bottle Jishim. So you have a Sophic in the Bittle of Jishim. So you have three pieces mixed together, Min Shalabi Minoi. So mitzad the chatichas shuvoi is bottle. Mitzad the gzei shemir vashlom, we have a sopik, you have gzei shemir vashlom. On the tzad that's one gzayis in the isser, you have bottle of shishim. On the tzad that's 30 gzayis in the isser, you have 31. You have a sopik of shishim. So come on, the kineg over here, it says, you have a sopik, then gzei shemir vashlom. Sopik, gzei shemir vashlom, you can't be mekul. Again, because the whole entire loch of yavish, of shloi b'minoi, is also, because you're a bottle. So the bottle loch to be in the kulo. That's the kineg over here. We're down by on Kivega, we'll get to the first issue, we'll see if we have to explain.
Thank you for asking,
it says Matthew. It's so nice, you do it, but then, well, before you do it, it's Xero. Now, come on, the second Kivega on this aspect of Shlod Minoi. The Shach Matzvana was, again, the Fenenu, is Yavish B'Yavish Shlod Minoi, what's Alokho? It's a Drabonon. Therefore, a Drabonon, but it's Drabonon will be Meikle. Kivega sends you to Shach in the Simon Kofiot, but I call it sex paper, and the Shach himself writes over there that he says what I wrote over here is only to be Mekel, but not a only when it's a Hefzid. But Leke Hefzid, Kulei Hai, a person has to be Machmer. Now we have no such Shach Lefenenu, and the Mechon Yishlaim, the Shulchan Aruch write that we don't have the Shach Lefenenu. But the Shach in Kofiot writes that what he wrote over here to be Mekel only when it's a Hefzid. Therefore, do not take, says Kivega, the Shach, of course, what to make fully, only to be makel when it's a case of a hefzid. Inami, says Kivega, the case where you never won, lost one, also not to be machmer. That means this Shach that's being makel to our bottom is a limitation to it. But like a hefzid, kulei hai, a person should be machmer.
Doesn't it mean he's lying before the parents?
Sorry?
Doesn't it mean that he's lying before the parents?
The way it has been construed, sounds like he said, I wrote it over here. So and I kept in Kofiot twice. He writes it twice in Kofiot, and he'll be left it out. Yes, I assume that. I hope. So you want to say he's first the Lahav?
Is that the most obvious?
No, the most obvious thing is that the printer took it out, or it was forgot to be printed, or not. Kivega obviously disputes with your assumption. Yeah. This shach is makel drabon drabon on tom zero zero. This shach is only by the case when there is a hefzid, like a hefzid kulei, for sure.
No,
because my said the pashah was that way. Pashah was arguing. Our first one to argue. So said my said guy, he answered him on betichoi. Some of them was like a hefzid kulei. One last point to Shach, Kivega does point out, they were saying over here that the halacha of Yavish B'Yavish, of the case of Drabonon, we did Drabonon. However, in the case of Lach B'Lach, in the Isra Drabonon, the case of Minoi, what's the halacha in that case? We know Lach B'Lach, the case of Minoi, is a Din Drabonon also Shisha. What about an Isra Drabonon of Lach B'Lach, Min B'Minoi? Is it also going to be the same halacha, the same as Zerah, and the Shach also will say the halacha of Bata B'Roiv? Well, no, in the case of Shisha, instead of Kivega over here, a third point, no, over here, the Shach agrees to be Shishim. Shach doesn't be a Shishim. Only in the case of Yavish B'Yavish, like Mila Nat, it could be the story to explain why, because the Gzeres are working two different ways. If the Gzeres offer the thing itself, come to cook, the thing itself is Zeru Gzero. If the Gzeres to another case, so another case, the Maisa could be Shlomo Mila, the case of the Reis, it could be we'll make Gzero, or to another case, or the case of the Reis. That means even the Shach that's saying to be made on the Rabbonans, is only a Yavish B'Yavish, Shlomo Mila, which is the Rabbonan of Shishim. Lach B'Lach, which is also a Drabonon of Shishim, that even the Shach agrees to be Machmer, it should be a Shishim and Issa Drabonon. The Pesach Tshuva over here, when he brings down the case of Yavish B'Yavish, he also discusses a similar idea of Kivega. What happens if you have a case of a Sofik, of a Shlomo Minon, of a Yavish? What's the case of Drabonon? When it gets Nevach, really a case of Nishmach.
So start on calling Tivag and Shuva. The Tivag and Shuva says that maybe to be Machmer, the Yavah Cheskis Isselachanenu, a Gamma Kal, all over the self, the Abonel is going to be the Hokel, but Cheskis Issel to be Machmer. And Ishbach, it was become to the case of Lat Balat, was the case of Yavish Biyavish. So it sounds like the way that the Shuva starts with Tivag, the Tivag wants to be Machmer by stopping of Yavish Biyavish, Lobby Minoy, you will not say the class of the Abonel Kulo. However, the Pistin Shuva ends off, however, I in the Shach, but the Tish Matim, the Simukum Beis, seems to be Makel. And therefore, I think there's no steer versus Kir Eger versus Pistin Shuva calling Kir Eger and Shuva. Discussing Kamat the same as that case of a Sophic of Min Vinoy, of Min Shlom Minoy, Yavish Biyavish, they're both really ending off based on the Shach and the Tish Matim, the case will be a Sophic Rabban Lukulo. Well, that's Sifalish. Sifalis is a case when you cook the things together. Of Yavish Biyavish. And Mesib Alpha, when you knock it together, it's a base when you cook it together. The loch over here comes on the Mechaber and says, you pass in each issue. Why? Because the Mechaber went straight to Rajbo, not being down the Rosh at all. And they were literally tossed, they cooked together, again, smashed it, and in essence, eating them all together. And therefore, the Mechaber says, you need Shishim. The Mechaber does, be Mesib, gives you an Eitzel. Let's say you want to cook it. Before you cook it, be Mesib to Shishim, and then you cook them together. And that's not coming in the Vatal Isser, because right now you have three in front of you, each one you can eat their whole hector. So put in another 57, 58, making the Vatal in Shishim, and then go cook it, because each one by itself is hector. That's the Eitzah, the Mechaber says. The Ramah comes along and says that Agam, a person should be Machmer like the Mechaber, the Mokum Hechid, we serve upon the Rosh Shito, that this Hape is the hector. Therefore, we have Lefenecha is really three pieces of hector. And they cook them all together, it's mutter. But the way that Ramah says over, he says a very important klal, he says, Datim noida terubais. What the Rosh says, only if you noida terubais, then you can gather perhaps you can be makel. Like noida terubais, even the Rosh agrees it will be ulcer. So first, the Taz over here, it's called Gimel, he says, Yilav yi mois mevatlo, he says, Yisoid over here, why? There's no is over here. It says that noida dover, sekondalot, what's Yisoid over here, why? Because then already has a shame head to put upon it. Shame Heter, the bitl only chalvia once you know about. The lack of knowledge then makes it lack of bitl over here. If you really understand it, especially in Sunday study Terubis over here, the place will say, does that mean you have to have three mixes together like Bar and Shabbos? You have one piece over here, one piece in Yadira, one piece in America, all three are part of the suffix, and that's the get out Terubis. Therefore, what makes that be a Terubis? Yadira makes the Terubis, so without the Yadira there's no bitl. With the Yadira makes the bitl. Therefore, when it has the Yadira, it's ready to nick Shame Heter upon it. Then the Rosh says, we cook them together, and then I'll be mutter. Come on, Lashachas, to come your days, and it brings down a Bach that discusses what's the halacha when you have three pieces over here, three pieces, the case of the two of Het and one of Isser, and they get cooked together in two pots, two separate pots. However, Chidim laid out through Rosh. What's the halacha before you know about it? So bring down that the Bach wants a tiny, let's analyze it. According to the Rashbo, if you cook all three together, even achanoida teruvis will be also. If you cook them in two separate pots, achanoida adover will be mutter. So if so, let's say the same thing according to the Rosh. Same aside, koydimnoida teruvis. That, when you cook all three separate, about to be mutter, cook in two separate pots, for myself, it will be also mutter. Just like the Rosh, by achanoida teruvis. The Rosh, koydimnoida teruvis. That's the Ba'al, and therefore the Ba'al wants to be makel. Come on, the Shach says, no, you misunderstand the side over here. Before you know the Atarovis, the Pshat is no bit even in Atarov. Your knowledge makes the bit over here. There's no bit of a chlal. Not there's a bit you have called Noida Tarovis and Loinoida. Before Noida Tarovis, there is no bit. There's no bit over here at all. Then what happens? You have three pieces over here. You don't know about it. You take, you cook them two separate pots. In essence, you have one pot Vada Yisr, one pot not Vada Yisr. So you have a sub derisa over here. You have a sub derisa. So Vada Yisr Machmer. Masking with Noida Terubis, you have a bitl over here, so therefore two pots you can't be Michael. Therefore, when you, again, you have three pieces over here, cooking two pots, cleaning Noida Terubis, the Bach wants to make the Shach to know. Because you believe it's here, there's no bitl in Bechlal, like you said, you're left with the Issa Deraisa. Last Shach, in the case of just explaining Pshat over there in the Ramon, it says, no Issa of being Moisif, no Mavach Lisser. Again, you said the round says over, because each one is a heter by itself. We don't see any Mavach Lisser. I'm going to start climbing all three together as the Isser. No, each one is headed by itself. They are not in the middle again. Mavach Lisser like a filo. The Shuvah over here on Sift Beis, it means that the first, that the filo place Yudah passed on the Shach versus the Bach. The Lacha again is by, in base Kederis Yavi Machmer. What he says, since we're saying the halacha, you have to be machlok case of bishul. Let the Rama contest it. What is bishul? Get halacha to kufay the case of licha. Licha the same get as bishul. Therefore, just like the bishul, you have to be machmer. Who ended by malicha, you have to be machmer. Bring down the same thing for the lady of Yehuda. Agam, he does bring down his tears. Kind of like Yehuda, he ends up shir upon him. Therefore, it's malicha the same get as bishul. Just to end off the simon of test. An interesting case based on Hasimin, a famous letter that a person Shachar wrote, discusses milk. What's the edge of a person who drinks milk bismanenu? What's shallow after tumbach of yisov leidus ha? In general, drinking milk. So he says first the mitzvah says that bismanenu. Let's give the assumption that 5% and 7% bina motzah that treifa. Fine, the locket to make a bina motzah. We paskin like a mishkanes Yaakov 10%. Therefore, we say all of why is the motzah? Parish, very very fine. That's a matzias until the past 40, 50 years. Now the way of the milk cows is keeping the same number. Let's assume the numbers are the same. They milk them all into tubes, the machines, and they go into one humongous vat. One humongous vat. So in essence, you have thousands and thousands of animals getting milk, and all the milk is going inside one vat. In essence, what do you have? You have a lach, balach, amin, bimino. That's what we have. What's a lach of lach balach in the minum? Lach of nitshishim. So let's say you have 5% of trefus. Let's assume that's an easy, that's a light number. Do you have 60 times 5%? No, imagine that. So if so, it comes out, all our milk should be also in the sugar trefus of our sugar equals to the book test. So the lach of lach balach in the minum. So it's an expression, one satin remakel, smok mefsid. You have the amah, you have the rosh. Then Lida Adam or Koygan, you know you have two of us, you have trapes of Fenanim. The case of Machmeh said, Lach, 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 Lach,
Lach, Lach,
We never know either, not before, not after. Whenever we know after, know before. The whole reason we're assuming the trefus are here, obviously
it's the statistics.
No, we know. The trefus we know with that statistics. The count we know after they're the Yavish Biyavish. Now what came out, and then they come out, the milk's lach balach. But the ma'aseh came out that there's a mimimino. So it wants to say, the reason why you make one sadin is why a milk is mokum hefsid. Therefore it says, ganz cholesterol drinking milk based upon the hefsid, or based upon the surash. Which really points out, we're probably got a problem over here. And even us, who the one who drinks milk called the son of the rosh, mokum hefsid, look at solution. So he does bring down, that's one point he says, that's one aleph. The second thing, he says, statistics he found out is that the cows that we milk from, their trapists are between 80 to 95%. If we don't have any more, get a bit of a the circus that come out, on the meister with the trapists, and they just treated to it, between 80 to 95% of the cows are trapists, or child trapists.
Why is there...
That's what this is.
Is that why we feed them?
Well, how they feed them, or what they do them, I don't know what it is they do to them. But he says the numbers he found out, one place at 95%, one place at 80%. If we don't have pitul b'roim over here, so he had a problem. A second reason why in the world are we drinking our milk? Maisa in this letter that he wrote, he says he went to Yashiv, the Tzal, and he asked him what the heter is. Yashiv came really from a site from Marcheshes. There's a Marcheshes that says a site. This whole halacha of sirchas that we machmer for, the two, there's a sircha that can have a nekiv right now. If a sircha that's going to turn into a nekiv, the sircha that's going to turn into a nekiv is an is over here for the isser mitzad isser asay not mitzad alav. Therefore, there's a knock as a lava over here. Therefore, the gate for the meat is no flip to lava, let's say, the gate for the milk, kol yotzim and tamay, that's the reason why the milk is mitzad the yotzim. There's a mach, Mishnah says, has a gather of, and say, not say kol yotzim and tamay, but say only by lava. And therefore, the reason why we're making by the milk is because, like a chatishir, that there's no malchus to it, and therefore, there's a gather of a yotzim, and for asay, we're going to make them. The gum on the meat, 85-95% of our tray. But those sirchas are mitzad, either mitzad chumr shavoy, mitzad halacha, the end will be naked, right now there's no naked. Therefore, I'm again going to say, therefore will be maple. Therefore, once the time of the actual one say, the tzad you make on the fly soul is to take this yisoid, a mitzad from our cheshes, who wants to make on the get around say. Sounds like over there, the chef is not too happy with it. He wants to say, who said we're passing from our cheshes, or we're sharing against it. That seems to be the two questions he asked. One was on our students in Cortez, one was on the student in general, the numbers and the seats are different. The Meister, they say over from him that he might say his Machmer, not to no. Yeah, they say his Mishpach is, and those want to have to answer inside the side, our studio, inside the student in Cortez. Next studio. Sir.
simin kuf, the sugya berya. Now, mokum sugya berya again before Shigmar, when the Mishnah said the case of Gid is going to be a field of alkali potal, a kulum asur, and affecting well, what to be right. The Gemara answers very shiny. Now, really, the sugya of field of alkali potal, by now, you should know the numerous cases we said they call a field of alkali potal. Number one, by berya. Number two, the fadiko of the Number three, don't shush the matir. Number four, the kum kashubim. Number five, the dumpshir minion. Number six, balakayim. Those are the six things we have mamish on us by the page right here. Other cases we came across, another six, which also is a Yehuda Shita of Mubinah Kiva Elfai Bottle, a case in Tarches of Yehuda Taimei, another case we came across of Chomsa Pesa, another case of Yisur Ano, another case of Yain Nesef, I think losing everybody's last stop. We'll see if we'll finish these Simonim over here. There are on the page that's priest, now Simonim, that 12 cases, and make it the 70 cases that people Elfai Bottle, like who can the cloud, the bottom will. Now, first, again, back to the sugya of burial. Now, that loch of burial is a bimino, a shloi bimino, a mentioned thing, it's not put down in some kuf what the loch of shloi bimino is. But we know that some kuf aleph sebal, there are more rights on the case of burial that feel the shloi bimino. There are more rights in the gamma down out in some kuf, but it implies a loch of some kuf by their one some kuf aleph. So, again, to go through the loch of the order of the shomar, when it comes out on the page, first, Ziv Aleph starts with five different cases, that feel the alpha bottle. Mention five cases, all the bit of the built from the Gemara. Now, when it says Afila Elif, the loch of the Shulchan Aruch, when they come to Lafuke, so the other knows, they said it's down that the Rashba, passing like the Rash, might as well was a bottle in the top of the Samach, 960. Come on the Shulchan Aruch, it says Afila Elif, a bottle of Lafuke, that Shita, and we do not pass like that Shita, that the Gedra is Afila Elif literally, and that's going to be a bottle in 960. Come on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, four klolim over here to make it together very early. Now we have four, five, six, seven, but the mice stick to the page of Shulchan Aruch. We have four klolim over here to make it together very early. Number one. What? We'll get there. Now the four klolim of Shulchan Aruch that you have to know is first of all, klolim number one has to have chias, Sigmar Max and Dr. Zayin. The basis of Yizam Machel Shushainim, whose shita that's in, is it in the Shimon or the Chomet? My Shulchan Aruch is down that we pass in the Chiyas was Lachu Kesa Shulchan Aruch. Sita Akras from Amakas Adazayin in the Chiyas. Plan number two has to be Mitzulis Biyosoy. Was that Lachu Kesa is more in Kula Nakhla Beis of either Eich Torah that came in the middle afterwards or Sharan Niskel. The Rashi Shita is in the Mitzulis Biyosoy in the second cloud. Our third cloud, the Rishayim of the Rashbo or Taisa spent a look who is he calling. They say you have to have a cloud Shem Yachot Ein Shmoy Elof. When he cut it, it does not have its name anymore. Lafuke was as a mechaber, chelav, chelav li kovet, it's still called chelav, still called fats. And the fourth cloud of mechaber ends up still has to be shalom. So it's four clouds of four faced to book column over here. Now, first, coming on the Ramah, it says, when it says the case of Gid wasn't Gid meat, it says, it's not a secret of the Anosha, it has to be only the calf by itself, and the size of the calf is four at twice. That's kind of a mot, not really a secret. Coming on the Taz, it says, what is this halach over here? Why be machma filim be'eluf le'botum? It says the svar shabayi, the fact that Torah was machshavit, to say when you eat it by itself, even less than anxiety, you get malchus for it. So we're learning after the Torah is machshavit, therefore the negeya to Tarumas will also be machshavit, and say I feel be'elf my bottle. But he points out, the whole time it didn't bury a gam in other yonim, a din deraiso, negeya to the sugya bittul is a din derabonim, din derabonim. And what the Taz says, it's a din derabonim, what's halacha? He says, it's a sofik pilakulo, but he points out, it really depends where the sofik is. If this topic is in the burial, this is a burial not, some in the dinner burial, some not balun kulo. If it's a sovereign in the Isser, then sovereign bil chumro. Now, Pierre, though, when it says sovereign is bil chumro, the two ways you can have a sovereign in the Isser, a sovereign in the deraiso, a sovereign in the derabalun. If you have a sovereign in the deraiso, if it's a vada burial, or a sovereign in the deraiso, if it's also or not, should look about a sovereign deraiso bil chumro. Hagam right now is bottle shishim. So come right now, why do you say you have a bottle of shishim? It's only the Rabbanon. So since the sub's in the deraiso, a gam that's magalgal to the Rabbanon has a klal of a deraiso. Mash Ekin comes up in the Taz. Let's say the sub was in the Isser. Was the sub in the Rabbanon Shabbat in the Isser? So back to Rebbe Chal, some double on the Kula. Why am I saying this? Well, Lafuge, double shish to Matur. There, when the sub in the Rabbanon, that's the klal, the loch to be Masmer. So it comes out when there's some in the Isser, by Beria, particular Sabbat, by Deraisa, and then Sayyid of Shematim, they both agree, but some in the Isser, by Derabbanon, then the Taz says, the Shach also says, Allah will be the Kula, Masha Enke, Dom Shematim will be the Kula.
come on, also the thousands of Bombays, Mizan, the Mechabes, the Ramos, Mechabes says that Shalom is a wonderful clone. Why is it saying the case of Shalom for? I'm trying to explain to you that even though the Yahweh Shmoilov, that Stanov still in the cloud being Shalom as the Shalom Amish. The same shot in the Mechaber. The third thing says the Taz, Shad Ramos, Ramos says, just like Shalom, what Mechabes said when it says Shalom. The third thing says the Taz over here. The fact that the Ramos says that the Roichel Arbet Atzpois, by the case of the Kaf, the Ganosha, is adopted by Shargonel, by Kevis Kotun, it's a small and a lot of it, so you get Ganosha, it's Beit Atzpois. Shach and Tzpon Aleph, also just saying Shach, which says, gives a burial and explains why there's Sias to it. Now it goes on in Tzpon Beit, and it brings down that the Mechabah says, Beit Shish by Afroyach has a gather of a burial. So the Kamalum says that the Beis Yosef, beginning of Tzim Kofiot, what I don't know saw, it is stopping. What happens if you have a Beit with Dam inside? What's the law in that case? He brings down the Baal Bachas Machmer as a Gedder burial. Kamalum Shachin, he disagrees and says no, it has no Chiyas to it, but it's not a Gedder burial. He even points out the Beit Kambayt himself points out to be Mabel. So it comes out that a Beit with Dam inside, Baal Bachas Machmer, Shach says about to be Mabel, and even the Beit Kambayt, the Beis Yosef himself, says about to be Mabel. Not only that says a shaki, even by a base that has a fluorescent inside, if you want to be maple, it's a circle soy, it's no chias over here. But at the end of the day, he says to be, he goes to makam like the Rambam and calls it gender very over here.
No,
it's chias
friosa.
Chilas Briyasa, it was Mutter and it switched over, they can't, yeah, it's a word in Chilas Briyasa. That's what I said, correct. That's the CSL stuff.
Why is it
Mutter?
What? Why is it Mutter?
He doesn't explain, he just left it as it. Archon won't answer the Shach's time, I don't know him, but no, he just left it as it is. Only Machma for Shoya and not Islam. Now, Tzipkotin, Gimel, the big down, the Chabas said, Lafuf, Trey, Chito, the Hagno Chias. Now the question is, how does Osim Chilas Briyosoi? Why do you not have a Chita? It's very simple. In the case you have a client, it's Osim Chilas Briyosoi, Kedoymo, and still you need a Chilas Chita because it has no fears to it. The Shach is going to tell the big down of like Torah is Abel, he says not only in this Abel, Toshkin became a Trafer, not the Dhamma Chitani itself became a Trafer, also being Nepal and Gedr of not a burial. And what he said in this Abel means whether I desh Chita or not desh Chita according to Bach. The fifth shaft, he says, Lafuke Chelev, he says, this, you say it over here, that Chelev, even though it's awesome, Chilas Briyosoi, and even though it has Briyosh Hashem to it, still the reason why it's not a burial, because the Yachmik is Shmoylov, it is Shmoylov, and never call Chelev before, call Chelev afterwards. Masha Enkin explains a Gid, before you cut, call Gid. After you cut it, call the Chatichas Gid. Eben Nechai, before you cut it, call Eben Nechai. After you cut it, call Chatichas Eben Nechai. That's you say it over here. The next shot is gone above in the case of Shalom, he defines what's called Shalom Lahuki Nisrasek. He says, even though when you cut off something, it's not Shalom anymore, and even though it's not Aver, then the Shalom Kluyavoy still it will not be enough for the burial, but the Aver part of it came off, again, it's not the Shalom Kluyavoy. Come on, Mr. Shubov, it's of Khan Aleph, he brings down a big tunnel in Europe that used to have bugs, the Molim ants inside their Paris, inside their Kama. The question was, how exactly could they eat it? Kuafib Alfle Botel. It's coming in the crazy place, there's an Eichschitz he wants to remake them. And Taino, let's analyze it. The law is that when you have bugs inside of fruit, it's like Gemach, if that's where they're born, until it comes out, it's not Sherit HaSherit al Oris, Nibbut's Mutter. So Tchilis B'Yosar is Mutter. It comes out onto the Oris, it became Osar. It's not Tchilis B'Yosar. It goes back inside, Avad is also to eat these bugs. But they're not a berry anymore. They're not a berry. It's bottled in the Roy, it's bottled in the Shisha. If it should be bottled. Therefore, that's sad to be made for Baltimore Shishim because it's missing the cloud, but Chilis Briyosoi. However, Pisca Tru being down, and Rekha Pisca Gol, like a true heaven, they argue on the crazy of Placey. Now, it's not said a swerve for it, there are two ways of answering the crazy of Placey. One is the Saiba Chilis Briyosoi you see from the Ram, is Dava Achid Gurmboy, it's not Dava Achid, it's a Guma Doma came also, it's not a side fact. Or another way, up in the Pirul Godem, that when the bugs inside the fruit, or inside the Kamach, of the Gemara is Uchlad Ichris, the place is dirt. I mean, inside is not a bug yet. When it came out, now it became a sheretz. Or now it became a sheretz. So the moment it came a sheretz over here.
Some
shot off by the egg, no? Yeah, that's the one asked about that, yeah. Same side down to the shaft. So when it came out into the world, so when it came the Isser over here, that became the Sheretz. The moment it came the Sheretz, when it came the Isser. But therefore, that's making the place called Machmen by our bugs. They, even though they were subtle, they became the Kemach, but the Meisner together of a barrier of the ulcer. In brackets, it brings down the Mishnah's Yaakov as Limus Chus and Kalali Yisrael to be making. What is the Limus Chus? Look at the Mishnah's Yaakov, at least in one shiur, he says, the start of the Shita of 960. One of his stomachs upon it, even the place can say no. And this is, but the Mishnah's Yaakov, his tzirub over here is, the start of the Yisrael of 960, with all this far as why the Meisner to be making. The Meisner Kalali Yisrael is not stomach upon it. But that's the Mishnah's Yaakov's name, it's Chusel here, and it's Sarf, the Rosh, and the Rashi Shito. Next, we're going to be discussing the Sugi of Eri Menachai. It's the first thing that Machlokes, the Pnei Ari, versus the Pnei Godem, that he makes Zayis inside the Sugi of Eri Menachai to make it together with Eri Menachai. Not so with Machlokes, it's not a Sugi, but this Machlokes over here, the Sugi of Eri Menachai, what together is. Afterwards, he brings down a story from Lusa Esrad about a person who had, was doing, cutting off the regals of Behemoth that are shkritah to it. By accident, he cut off a regal of a live animal that was walking around. He cut off also, he thought it was dead, I guess. And then he got mixing all together. So he thought, what's an ace of this? The person thought, he said, not because it's habit, because it has feathers upon it. So the ace was throw one out. And then the title of the one he threw out was the Isser, and eat them all together. But after he threw one out, he ate them all together, he threw the pots and the Caleb. The Meister found out it's not true. The Lokha is the ape of Menachai. I feel the Elf at the bottom. So the Sugi of Barrio, Meister, what he did was incorrect. He cannot throw them out. Meister, he cannot eat them. Now he ate them already. The question was, what to do with this Caleb? This Caleb was the question. So come along the Rosh Hashanah said very simple. If you know for sure that you never achieve him, if not, you kill him also. Why? For Meister, you have certainly believed it's inside of Caleb. But let's say you know you achieve him one time, or you maybe achieve him one time. We're discussing over here the sugya of Barrio. No, Barrio is only the Guva Dover. The Tam does not necessarily get a Barrio. There's no Shivas to it. So since the Tam does not get no sugya of Barrio, that's before Shemishim was inside of Guva base, therefore, they gave the sugya of Tam a bit of a Shishim. So maybe if you didn't know you had one Shishim, or sub Shishim, we're dealing with what? The sub Gabon over here. Sub Gabon, sub Gabon, cool, and therefore you can't make it complicated.
Why
is
it going
to be like Shishim? No, but you're not sure. You're now. That's Suffolk. Maybe you had Shishim. I mean, and the other times again, maybe he took this, he cooked a bunch of times, the leg was only one time he used.
Right.
So maybe a shishim, maybe not. So the whole cool.
Maybe this one pack, you can go back for all that and eat a bunch of times.
You know, and you cooked a bunch of times, and you came and cooked a bunch of different times. The question is, you cooked one time with shishim?
What did you do?
Different times. All, to matter all the game. But in Lachan Tzipbeis, it's just really, just thinking about the bets of the Mishnah and Tzadvok and Beis, what happens to you, Mavash will bury it together with other things. So the Mishnah says, and the Shulchan brings down the trend, if it's not Makira, the barrier that cooked inside, the Molo or the Oitami cooked inside, then all the Chadikas are Osir. However, the Reitim, nice and Tam, it's not Shivish to the Tam over here, the Lachan is, the Gedder of the Reitim be a Gedder of nice and Tam. You have Shishim, water, now Shishim be Osir. Makiroi, what's the law for Makiroi? Very simple, you take, you throw out a piece of Isser, and again it was left over inside the Chatifah, inside the Tam, you mutter if you have nice Tam. Mechabas Moisir, same thing did by the Gid Anosha. He said, again, the Gid has no Tam, but the Shuman has Tam. Therefore, if it's not Makiroi, the Chatifah is an ulcer. And the Reitim is nice Tam versus the Shuman Shaboy. It's Makiroi, Zarka, the rest of the mutter, again, nice Tam versus Shuman. He does end up a third case by Gid Anosha, the Muach again. If the kid gets squashed, therefore it's not a barrier anymore. And the loch is in Yishishim versus everything. Ad kan l'chaber. The first come of the Taz, leaving the Shach points out, for Bayam said the sugyo of Issadovik. The loch is by Issadovik is that we need, when you have, let's say, a piece of heter, stuck with a piece of Isser that was together as one entity, and you really chaleb in the kosher piece of meat. The loch is that that piece of meat that's kosher, the Yishishim versus the chaleb, it would not take the whole type into account. So for the case of the Shuman on this get over here, or this piece of meat that's connected to it, before you first would need Shishim of this piece of meat versus the Shuman and not take the whole type into account. It says in Tazan Echanami. First you need Sigzi versus the whole type, Chaticho versus the Shuman over here. And he says if you don't have Shishim, Echanami, in case of Chanan. Therefore the Taruas will need Shishim what? Not first that for the Shuman, versus the whole type Chaticho. Julius Sugyo and Isidobrik. The next task of Kornhei, the big down of the kid by the Moach, the Lachan, the Yishishim versus the whole entire kid. The Abbas Kashi is, by the Meister, the whole entire kid. There's no Tam in the kid, only Tam in the Shumut. So the Meister, the task points out, the Meister thinks itself is Osir, but the Meister, since only it's a form of Alma, But in case of a drabon and sofek, in case of nishba, a person can be makel even though you don't have a rishishin. Shachol v'yitzukon dalet, it brings down that the case of it is not matiro in the rate of his mutter. How's the rate of mutter? Maybe the box is over here. But for such person, you stand and you sieve it out, and therefore the rate of his mutter, and therefore you know there's no berry over here. He says he needs shishmol, he says the machaber. And the loch is by bugs, the machaber, the most sheets by bugs, do not give up a good taste. The room of the month don't give up a good taste. They don't give up a good taste. You do not need shishim, you need roiv. Therefore, explain to Shach the fact that there's shishim and machaber is by the case of eight tamay of kedoimim, where there is a good thing, but by barriers that are nation tamlef gam, like zuru in the mall, for the machaber there mall, the gedu is roiv. Again, the Shach himself argues that if you shishim, but the maishim, when the machaber wears a shishim, it means daf eight tamay of kedoimim. It has not been a case of the Mola's movement. The Shach is called, hey, it's a catch up in the case of Isadome. Maisa called the Mola's Makna, we tell the Sugi of Chayim. And the Ida, he said, in Chanam, the Mola's Summer, what he wanted to say in Ayin we said, it's Shach that a case of the Shuman is cut off, and if he only had the Shuman, after Chatik had been stuck towards it. So, God test, the Shach says that you have a Gidli Moach, what's the reason why he's in the Osir? Because even though there is no time to study Osir, the Moach over here is still in the Osir. The loch of Sif Gimel is really just saying, oh, the same loch of Sif Beis, when you have a kedir over here, that a barrier on the side is nefet, everything is osir. What's the reason why the whole time you think it's osir? Sif the Shach and Sif Kan Yod, because you have to stand it. When you have a maybe you'll stick toward the liquid, you can stand it. They have a whole time it's osir. It's echt stand it. Echnami, the motor. This is why it's saying, oh, the Sif Gimel, Sif Beis, it's just repetitious. It's the way the Baal Shulman explains very simple. And when it falls inside of a rack, you might think that bugs fall inside, it's different, it gets broken up a little bit, it's not a barrier. Kamash Mal, you cannot assume that unless you know for sure. Let's just finish the Gimel, because a lot of times things fall inside the soup. Don't say, oh, stomach broke open, it was cooking. We don't make that assumption. Sefdal is the lacha of that when you have Gimel plot, you have three different bugs, there's a chazakta that more bugs are there. Therefore, there are really three different cases of the machaber of what to do. If you have a case of vegetables that are cooked, and you know, and you found three bugs, you assume more are there, and there's no way to be silent to check, because they're full part of the vegetables, no way to check it. Therefore, all the vegetables are also. Mashenkin, you have Mesh Lokash, when you have a liquid, the Ace says, Machab is misanin, receive it. Or you have a case of piece of meat, it's very simple, wash it and check it, and there'll be mutter. But everything means when the three are there, you find three are bad, you assume there are more. But what does it get at assuming that there are more? That depends. If you have each to take care of it, take care of it, you have no Ace off. And Chanami, Yafi Machmer. Someone with Taz Sukhan Bob, he brings down to the Mechabas over here 3 kilometers together of Chazalko. He brings down that the Machalik is very much from Ben Gamliel, it was 3 or 2, and the back Paschal together of Chazalko is even twice. 2 bugs, you have to assume there's more over there. Mice the Taz is 3, says no, he passes it from Ben Gamliel, the Gedder is 3, and the only time to be Mach when you get to the Boshes, also Kof Nefesh, otherwise, you get it of Chazalko in the case of 3. The Shach says in Sukhan Yud Aleph, by the reason why we machmal give it long, we assume that there could be more over there. Now, we did mention that when we go to the sugya, I said a case over there. I just maybe corrected or you said the shiloh, when we're saying the three over here are bugs over here, we find what's the case? Is it what happened to Osam Alma, bugs that came from the world? Come along the Taz, in the case of Columbus and Pedalit, Osam Alma is no lachem chazaka. Why? Because let's say a fly falls in. You saw small flies fell in. You found 3 flies, not chazaka. The case is when you found bugs inside flour, that's like growth, that's your visa. There are bugs inside, you found 3, you assume there are more, and you have to sieve and sift it and assume there are more. But Osim Alma says it has, in Yam Slimo, among the Rom, from Chazaka Paskins, we do not assume that this is Soyla Chazaka. And the case over there I said was one example I gave in the case of the Molam of ants. I see that there's a pretoria of a crime cutter, which I'm the Dr. Chuma. And the Molam is not a good example. He wants a Taino, the Cheshman, that the Lav and the Molam, or the Shoshas, that they come together, or the Ilms is over, and they travel in groups. You have to see there's always a line of whenever they get their food, there's always going back and forth, and they come as a colony. So the case of the Molam, even though it's also an Almo, you can hear a Shtarka Swollen, and that's the example of Pictoria, is the case of the Molam of ants. You'll say, even also an Almo, will be a Chazaka. Again, the Swollen is Poshid, the whole reason why, with one buck fell in, one fly fell in, why assume there's more? That means you get chas, you get lettuce from a company, and you open up, you see there's one fly inside, or 3 flies inside, there are more. I'm about to say to wash and check and clean it. But after instead of chazaka, there's no chazaka there. The flies don't travel and bunch together, they don't dive in together inside the chas. Fine. So therefore, the taz, you can't be making. Masha aching the ants, the mitzvah is they go as a colony, you found three, and before you're going to find more, and you'll have a bayah according to the Torah. But that would sound like it has arguments in this case also. But in the case of an ad, the swarov, you just bala patish. You see three, and stumble no more, and before you have to check the rest of it, or wash it off, make sure there are no other than all of it. Because the tshuva here brings down the marit quotes the chavasir has two cases. One case where you have a parish, you have a bug that fell inside Eichel, and one case you have a parish that fell inside your spoon that's soup inside of it. The first is said if you have a parish that fell inside Eichel, the loss is it's usur everything. Why? It gets lost, you keep the sand in it, the difficult, there's no bug, maybe you stuck to the liquid, stuck to your spoon, stuck to your meat, stuck to your round, you can't move the sand in it. Therefore, the loss is the parish fell into Eichel, the whole entire Eichel is usur. Why? Again, just like the Shach says, anything cannot be the sand. Everything is usur. That's the first case to miss the tshuva. The second case of Mr. Shuvah, it fell inside your spoon as liquid. You can take it out. Lamais is a bug, gave a tablet to your spoon, into your liquid. And now you have a tray for spoon, you put the spoon back inside your food. You need shishim versus spoon, shishim versus spoon. And therefore it says, even by case, it has to move, or a person has to be makur. Those are the first of the two cases, the marik quotes the chavzir. So first case, the case of falling inside oichel, come on, because the Shuvah brings in the fun of my ears. It says, the fact that a bug fell into oichel, you want to tell me the lot of that field elf I bought, and everything is also. Maish does there, I want to cook gimel that discusses the gedder burial as something that's pogum ba'atzmon. A bug ba'atzm is very bad. No one likes it, but tell you something that's pogum ba'atzmon. It's not having a dinner burial. It's not having a dinner burial. The other part should be pogum ba'atzm. It's not having a dinner burial. The other should be potter burial. Now you could ask, I know all of the cases from Nara, we'll have to get this close to Kasha. Maish, because the Shuvah ends off that if you have a disagrees with Ramah, it says you're wrong. The Gamma, the Cheshmer, the Ramah should be potter. But we do not pass it this way. We pass it something that's Pogam Ma'atzman has together a very full of Evelyn Bottle. Those who rather who want to argue, those who want to argue on the Ramah. Other than to get to the Simcoe Gimel, we'll see that not only those who want to defend the Ramah, but that's not the Ramah's case. That's Aleph. So it means it really comes out the case of falling inside the Eichel, if it's the Tuva, of course, Chavasyon, and that Maisi is masking the Eichel will be Osir. The second case over here, they fall inside the spoon. You're saying, what's the halacha? Feel the heft of the roof of the spoon will be also in shishim versus spoon. If you don't have shishim, will be also. So he says four things over here in the Pesach Shuvah. Number one, the fact that you, my way of putting chavasir, after you left the roof of, look at the chavasir, it's not true. Tell you sorry for it. It does not say no such thing. Words are not there. That's aleph. No such thing. The second kind is, the halacha is not true. A spoon over here is a cliche, or says maybe even a cliche lishi. The halacha is cliche, mechavda ma mekli. We have machmer says the Taz. The machmer Taz says we mach only. Let's not have some ruva. Have some ruva, but he can't be mekel. So how the world can quote the chavas yor to say to be machmer on a cliche? But have some ruva. The most is a cliche to be mekel. So loch is not even true. So again, number one, he said the chavas yor tell you safer. It's not safe. I'm missing correct. Number two, to not be machmer have some ruva. Number three, we mentioned before from the shach something that gives off a bad taste. The loch of the tam is not a gedor shishim. The mechaber the moshi is bottom roiv. That gam the shach is machmer. The shach is machmer only is not a hefsimuva. Hefsimuva to be makel. So not the reason why hefsimuva to be makel by a parish. Va'oidi says the fourth thing is we don't even pass like the shach. We pass him says primavadu. The loch is anything that gives off a bad taste. The tam is bottom. That means it comes out ends on the pesach tshuva. That even if it's not a hefsim at all, you can be makel on the food that fell inside of it. So it's four things again. The tam is sure does not say it. Oid hefsimuva to not be machmas b'sheni. Hefsimuva not be machmer because it gives off a bad taste. With the shach, and the fourth thing is the ma'aser we pass him that things give him bad taste. About the roif. When Atkan leaves to Simon, the best ship tomorrow. The ma'aser ship to Tifel Shabbat, the Dovish of Minyan, and Dovish of Matir.